except for ImmuniCal. ImmuniCal is an all-natural, organic, whole food supplement which will elevate and sustain glutathione. ImmuniCal is available through the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. 1-800-205-6245.
Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning our special guest is Tom Horn, and we're going to be talking about genetic modification. Now, it is very difficult for the average individual to believe that there really are wicked people who would create new diseases, who would alter our food so it would be harmful to us, who would create storms and droughts and alter the weather, and yet they have the ability to do it. And any of you who doubt that, you need to go back and get a copy of a book called Between Two Ages. It was written in 1970 by that great American patriot, Zbigniew Brzezinski, who created the Trilateral Commission for David Rockefeller, who is a traitor to America by his own admission. If you read his book, Memoirs, he talks about, you know, there's some people who think that we're part of a cabal, a wicked cabal intent upon creating a world government, and I plead totally guilty. I am a proud internationalist. And these people hate America. They would destroy our sovereignty. They would use the wealth and power of our nation to create a new world order and a new world religion. They control the State Department. They control both political parties. They control our major banks. After all, David Rockefeller was president of the Chase Manhattan Bank for many years, 15 years. He was the director, I guess he was the president of the Council on Foreign Relations. But he hired Zbigniew Brzezinski to create the Trilateral Commission to work throughout the world for his dream of destroying America and bringing about a one-world government. Now, some people would call that treason. But of course, when you control far more money than Bill Gates than Warren Buffett and the next 20 largest, richest people in America, if one man controls that, which the Rockefellers do, why you don't call them treasonous? Everybody respects them. After all, they have lots of money. And of course, the fact that you never hear any mention of Rockefeller, even mentioned within the media as the richest family in the world, or one of the two or three richest families in the world, reflects their control over the media. Well, anyway, Zbigniew Brzezinski, back in 1970 in his book, Between Two Ages, basically talked about, you know, how there was this gentleman who was saying by the year 2018 why we would be able to create storms and droughts, we would be able to create new diseases to incapacitate the enemy so that they could be more easily taken over. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, you and I are the enemy. That's what it's about. If anybody would like to see the page, we'd be glad to get it to you, but it's Between Two Ages by Zbigniew Brzezinski, 1970. And we know that by the year before, 1969, Dr. MacArthur, testifying before the House Appropriations Committee, had asked for $10 million from Congress so they could create a new disease for which there'd be no means of the body to oppose this new disease because it would destroy the immune system. And he said, some people think we shouldn't do this because it's a new means of mass killing, but we want the money to do it. And 10 years later, of course, we had the AIDS epidemic. Could there be anybody this wicked? Well, if you'd like to see the page from Brzezinski's book, if you'd like to read at least a page or two of the testimony of Dr. MacArthur, we have the whole thing. We'd have to charge you for it, but if you just want the pages free, we'll give them to you. 1-800-544-8927. There really are evil people out there. They really are changing everything in the world by their genetic modification. Tom Horn, thank you so very much for being with us.
Good morning, Dr. Monteith. And by the way, thank you for inviting me back on one of your wonderful programs.
Well, of course, I first met Tom after he wrote a couple of books. We carry Spiritual Warfare and The Gods Who Walk Among Us. Both books are available from Radio Liberty. because, of course, Tom was a minister and encountered people, a gentleman who was demonically possessed in his church or outside his church, and that's another story. Anyway, why don't you get on with what we're going to be talking about, your concern about what's happening.
I will do that. I want to just ask you very quickly, what's this rumor I hear about you being in a movie?
Well, the movie is called The Rape of the Soul, and it is showing at theaters all across the country. Later this week, we'll begin interviewing Michael Colaci, who is a conservative Catholic who is very concerned about the things that are happening in his church and the demonic influence in Catholic art, which is the Vatican, and nobody in the Catholic Church wants to address, other than Catholics who are concerned about this demonic, truly satanic influence within the church. And this is what we talk about. I just have a very small part in the movie, but it is interesting to see yourself on the big screen.
Well, I look forward to seeing it and checking out your acting skills there.
So. Well, I have no acting at all. I talk like I always do. And it, basically, it's called The Rape of the Soul. If it's showing in the in any of your areas, if you're listening to the program, why I recommend the movie. Go ahead.
Well, of course, you know, you were talking about Brzezinski and also genetic modification, some of the horrors that were predicted. This was what was happening with me a decade ago. My wife and I had been writers for years. But the idea for our new book, The Ahriman Gate, started developing as we were seeing this new emerging science called transgenics. And just real quickly for anybody that's listening that might not understand, in a nutshell, transgenics is a related field of cloning and genetic modification of living organisms, including modifications to animals and humans. But the difference between cloning and transgenics is that with transgenics, you have the possibility of taking it further, potentially to a nightmare scenario in which you begin introducing the gene or genes from one species into the cellular DNA of another species, so that the gene or genes, let's say, of a snake could be inserted into the fertilized egg of a woman, and it becomes integrated into the DNA of her embryo. And now, Dr. Monteith, you have a snake human, according to that theoretical application. But some of the publicly known experiments with transgenics are no less outrageous, in that we're actually putting genes from humans into mice, we're putting genes from humans into sheep and pigs and cattle and goats. And of course, some of this on the surface sounds really good, because the what we're saying we want to accomplish is that these proteins then might be extracted from these animals and used for treating various different kinds of diseases such as emphysema and so on. But we're finding out that there's big problems developing.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life. and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join us as we celebrate Messiah Yeshua in Passover 2006. He brought us out to bring us in. The date is April the 12th, 6 p.m., the Ramada Plaza Hotel at I-25 and 120th in Denver. Seating is limited, so you need to call now for reservations. Reservations deadline April the 3rd. Call 303-654-9924. That's 303-654-9924. He brought us out to bring us in.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here in the American Freedom Network, and as incredible as it what Tom is saying, one of the things I'm acquainted with is the fact that they were concerned about tomatoes, and tomatoes, of course, reacting to cold, and fish can swim in water that you and I would freeze to death in. Fish do fine. They found the gene from the fish that allows them not to freeze in icy cold water, and they attached it to a virus, and they put it into a tomato, and now the tomato doesn't freeze and isn't damaged by cold weather. Isn't that wonderful? But what does that do when we eat the tomato? Well, pick up the story, Tom.
Well, and what will it do? DARPA is investing just tons of money into creating super soldiers for the future. And when they start genetically modifying soldiers and humans, transhumans, and if anybody thinks that I'm being outrageous, hold on for the rest of the program because we'll get to the facts. But right now, Dr. Monteith, where we're starting to see some of the most prominent problems in transgenics as far as its impact on the natural environment is already being seen in genetically modified crops, which you mentioned. There was a report that came out of the United Kingdom this last week from Gene Watch, which, among other things, painted this very disturbing picture of widespread contamination, illegal planting. There was an entire summary in that report of incidents, including pork meat from genetically engineered pigs being sold to consumers, ordinary crops being contaminated with genetically engineered crops containing pharmaceuticals. There was mixing of inappropriate genetically engineered crops in food being sold in stores, including genetically modified maize seeds, you know, that have antibiotics. And I think you interviewed Jeffrey Smith once before on Seeds of Deception, where he tells the story of virtually an entire village of people in the Philippines living adjacent to a large field of this maize who started developing these bizarre respiratory and intestinal and skin diseases and fevers, and the doctors couldn't figure out what was going on other than the fact that they were living very near to and inhaling the pollen of this maize that was growing in these fields that had been genetically engineered to produce insecticides. Well, that report out of the United Kingdom this last week goes on to talk about 113 such cases known already worldwide, involving 39 countries, twice as many countries as are actually officially allowed to grow genetically modified crops. Well, then when you think about how we're just now in the embryonic stage of the development of these genetically engineered living organisms, and then that report coming on the heels of, and since you live in California, let me take a reference from there, on the heels of California House voting to dump their state food safety laws, which, from what I understand, eliminates laws on safety labeling of food, which is actually being viewed as a victory not for the public, but for the food industry, which has been lobbying for national as opposed to state standards for food labeling, and who, of course, have contributed millions of dollars to lawmakers' campaigns. But you can tell me if I'm right. From what I understand, consumer groups and state regulators there are warning that that bill is going to undo more than 200 state laws, including California's landmark Proposition 65, that was put in place to protect public health. Is that true?
Well, I can't comment because I'm not certain, but I'm very concerned about the fact that in Europe, the people have a right to know if the food has been genetically modified. Here in America, we don't have that right because, of course, Monsanto and the other large corporations have simply purchased the support of politicians. And there is no way that you can get massive corporate support for politicians and have that not influence them. Maybe they're not like Duke Cunningham, you know, and actually, you know, going ahead and maybe buying yachts and houses with the money. But they're getting the money for their re-election, and to many congressmen, that's the most important thing.
Well,
they're dedicated to the right or left, to doing what's right or wrong. They're dedicated to staying there in the power, and they get that when they get money from Monsanto and other corporations. And we've got to stop that because they're endangering our health, the health of our children, and of generations yet unborn. And they know what they're doing. We're dealing with truly evil people working within the corporate world. I have nothing against the corporations. I have everything against the evil people who are intent upon destroying the health of the American people. They know what they're doing, but they can't let you know that they know what they're doing.
Well, and you bring up Europe. I mean, Europe has certainly been more on the forefront of testing and analyzing the results of genetically engineered crops. And this is one of the reasons why Europe had a ban on the import of genetically modified crops. And people need to understand when the World Trade Organization ruled against the Europeans here just in the last 2 weeks on their against their ban on the import of genetically modified crops, what was going on. What it actually means, Dr. Monteith, is that we already are over here, and now people in Europe are going to be eating genetically modified foods that have been demonstrated in the laboratory and in peer-reviewed tests to kill living creatures and to affect their offspring. And we're not going to know for 20 years exactly what this is going to do to human health, but we're finding out right away and already that the human population is being sold out for the almighty dollar. Now, if you can already illustrate, if we can already illustrate that this kind of stuff is happening with genetically modified crops, imagine how far and widespread the potential problems eventually are going to become once we start admitting to and begin commercializing some of the transgenic advances that we're working on with regard to the human species. And this is where, of course, my book, The Ahriman Gate, comes in, because we start asking people to imagine what is going to happen as transhuman rights make gains in our courts and begin establishing basic human rights for bodily autonomy, to alter, to enhance ourselves beyond what has ever been known until now, except for maybe in Genesis 6, to be human. And people need to make no mistake about this. There is a strong advocacy right now for the use of nanotechnology, biotechnology, cognitive science, information technology to propel the human race into a post-human condition. And once we arrive at that condition, man is not going to be man any longer. The genie is going to get out of the bottle. Through interbreeding, genetic alterations are going to spread like a sexual disease through the human race. And people like Ray Kurzweil, who's probably one of the most, he's a secularist, but he's one of the most respected futurists in the world, says that all of this technology is going to lead soon to human immortality, and he said it is going that the human race is going to become godlike spirits inhabiting cyberspace as well as the material universe. Even the president's own chairman on his Council on Bioethics agreed with that and said that all of the natural boundaries are now up for grab. All of the boundaries that have defined us as human beings, boundaries between human beings and animals on the one side, and these are the president's chairman saying this, Leon Cass, he said even the difference between what it means to be a superhuman being or a god are right now being defined. And so now, if anybody thinks that I'm just using selective quotations or I'm out here on the edge, this last week, it just ended on Friday, Oxford University hosted the Human Enhancement Conference under the title of the First World Forum on Science and Civilization called Tomorrow's People, the Challenges of Technology for Life and Extension and for Human Enhancement. And you're probably familiar with it, Dr. Monteith. The list of speakers and panelists there was the who's who of futurist technologies experts, transhumanists, PhDs from around the world who gathered to discuss the next stage of human evolution. And they literally, well, their topics were radical evolution, what it is and what it will mean for humanity. Number two, what are the prospects for radical life extension? Number three, how will humans re-engineer the human body? Number four, what are the implications for cognitive enhancement? Number five, what makes us happy and can it be bottled? And then we get down to the three major topics of the just concluded Oxford conference on human enhancement. Number one, the meaning of human nature. What is natural about us and does it matter? Number two, the governance of human transformation. Is transformation a consumer choice or an imperative to exercise social responsibility? And number three, shaping alternative futures. Can we change our future? The thing about all this, Dr. Monteith, that I want to point out in particular is this redundant idea now that's turning up in all of these conferences that are being hosted by some of our leading educational facilities around the world. And all of them are focused on this one question: what does it mean to be a human? And if you and all you have to do is listen to their speeches and read their various discourses on this, and you find out right away that the whole point is to change the definition of what it means to be a human from a Judeo-Christian idea to a humanist or Darwinist idea, in order to get the public and eventually the courts to turn a situation where we can idealize an ethic or whatever it takes to begin changing the human species from what it is. Well, not to be outdone by Oxford, this 2 months from now, 8 weeks from now, Stanford University Law School in Stanford, California, is, and by the way, May 26th through the 28th, is going to host the Human Enhancement Tech and Human Rights Conference. Their press release says this, quote, "With the Human Enhancement and Human Rights Conference, we seek to begin a conversation with the human rights community, bioethicists, legal scholars, and political activists about the relationship of enhancement technologies to human rights, cognitive liberty, and bodily autonomy. It is time to begin the defense of human rights in the era of human enhancement." And very quick, end quote, and very quickly let me read to you what their topics are going to be. Day one, human enhancement and control of the body. Number one, how much morphological diversity can the polity sustain? Number two, animal-human chimeric enhancement and animal rights. Number three, reproductive cloning, irrelevant, futile, or an important battle. Number four, germline engineering and the consent of the future generations. Number five, procreative liberty and the genetic enhancement of children. And number six, the medicalization of transgenderism. So, Dr. Monteith, I made those quotes very quickly because I want people to understand that what you and I are talking about is not conspiratorial. It's not out here on the fringe. We are, if people are not aware of the fact, we are right now, as the president's own chairman on his council on bioethics said, we are standing literally on the boundary of what it means to be a human being, to be an animal, or to even be a superhuman being, or to be a god.
And, of course, they really do want to engineer super soldiers who can fight for days at a time without sleep. Wouldn't that be a tremendous advantage, killing the enemy? What sort of world are they planning on? And, of course, people don't understand that between man's plan in time and God's plan in eternity, there's an infinite quality of difference. And I believe that God is going to intervene. He is not going to let his highest creation, which is human beings, destroy themselves and genetically modify them in an effort so that man can begin to challenge God. He can challenge him, but there's going to be a terrible price for humanity to pay for what's taking place today.
Well, and this is where it starts getting tricky, because You introduce the idea of the biblical ethic, the big question of God and the Creator, and what motivated me and my wife to do 6 years of research to write the book, The Ahriman Gate, because the sanctity or the equality of life ethic, which is a biblical Christian idea, holds that human beings have equal moral worth, regardless of their ability or their capacity. You're a medical doctor, and you know you studied all of this, and it's part of your Hippocratic Oath and the whole thing, the objective standard of what it means to be a human. But now all of that is being threatened by what's called personhood theory.
Will you hang on to that thought? We'll be back in just a moment here with more.
Of Griffin Automotive, one of the proud sponsors of Rabbi Spivak's program. We are family-owned and operated, your new car alternative, specializing in one-owner, low-mileage Hondas, Toyotas, and Subarus, meticulously maintained, priced from $2,000 to $10,000. See us at Foothills and Pearl in Boulder, or call us at 303-447-9991. 303-447-9991.
I just started my own business and I had no idea how many details there were. Then someone mentioned insurance. Almost forgot that little detail. Luckily, I heard about a new plan from Humana called Humana One HSA. Humana One HSA combines a health savings account administered by Chase, an FDIC-insured bank, with a high-deductible health plan. So I get medical coverage I can afford, and I can save money for my health expenses tax-free. I could save between 20 and 40% on my health premiums, and I'll reduce my taxes. I applied over the phone and talked one-on-one with Neil Muhlberg, a Humana representative. He helped me set up both my health plan and my savings account. That's what I call simple and smart. And when you work for yourself, you've got to think smart about your business and your health insurance. For more information and a quote, call Neil Muhlberg, an authorized agent for Humana One, at 303-499-2735. That's 303-499-2735. Application is subject to acceptance or approval by insurer. Health plan has limitations and exclusions.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Hello, my name is Mike McNulty, and I want to tell you about some of the best Chinese food I've eaten. It's found at the Hunan Imperial Chinese Cuisine Restaurant at 3623 23rd Avenue in Evans. And if you'll be so kind, mention the Mike McNulty Show and the Hunan Bunch, and you'll get a 10% discount. The Hunan Imperial Chinese Cuisine Restaurant.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Tom Horn. And why don't you get your telephone number, your webpage out, Tom, so people could, if they were interested in getting your book, could get it. It's a fascinating read, an exciting story.
Certainly, they can visit Raiders News Update. .com. That's Raiders, just like the football team, R-A-I-D-E-R-S, Raiders News Update.com, and they can find out everything they need there. You know, just before we went to that break, we were talking about what's happening now as we're tinkering with the human species, as we're tinkering with all living organisms, things that were created by the Creator, and we are putting ourselves in a position of playing God for certain both abstract and literal purposes, goals, things we want to achieve. The thing that we wrote about in the Ahriman Gate takes us to the issue that many of these biblical ethics, such as what does it mean to be a human? I mean, the ethic of human, the intrinsic value of being man or woman, based on the idea that all of us were created in the image of God and therefore we're all equal, all of that now is being changed in very dangerous ways, Dr. Monteith, threatened. By these warm and cute sounding little phrases like personhood theory, which holds that rights, human rights, only belong to so-called, quote, persons, which among transhumanists is a status that's earned by certain kinds of cognitive capacity. In personhood theory, how can I say this? If this theory supplants the sanctity of life, for instance, as the governing ethic of society, it would open the door, literally, to such things as harvesting organs from people like Terry Schiavo. I'm not being outrageous here. Or permitting biotechnologists to farm cloned fetuses for use in drug testing or experiments in genetic engineering. And another thing that this new ethic might open the door to are human-animal hybrids called chimeras or chimeras, something that is far more radical than most of us right now are willing to talk about, but which we wrote about in the Ahriman Gate. For instance, futurist James Hughes is now advocating uplifting chimpanzees genetically in order to have human intellectual capacity, and he's advocating that as a way of proving that personhood, not humanness, is the criterion for determining who has a ticket to citizenship. And then, of course, we reach the real point in that transhumanists are actually advocating the creation of a post-human species, and they want to establish that in law and in court and for human for personhood rights. But they want to get there by including animal genes in their own, in themselves and in their progeny in order to increase strength or to make us more acute or to expand the human lifespan. And that's what all of these conferences right now that are occurring are about. And people need to go to the World Transhumanist Association's webpage and look at the stack of PhDs around the world that are now advocating this move towards a transhumanist condition. But then once you have done that, pick up the Ahriman Gate or books like it and start asking yourself why, from a biblical point of view, why does the Bible tell us that God requires humans and animals and plants to reproduce after their own kind? And you'll start finding out right away that, biblically speaking, species integrity is something that is required by God, and there needs to be a study, Dr. Monteith, by churches. And I'm afraid to say that many of the churches right now, maybe most of them, are woefully unprepared to answer any of the questions of the sciences that are now taking us into a post-human development.
And the implications of taking human genes and putting them into mice to change their intellect, the idea of actually using say pigs to grow organs and getting human genes into them so that their organs will not be rejected by human beings, and they want to be able to use pig hearts and other pig parts, pig skin, you know, on human beings, because there seems to be very, very, very close genetic connections. And if they could just improve that, wouldn't it be wonderful to have a source of skin or other things that they could transplant into human beings? And what we're doing, we're playing with nature, as I really believe that God is going to intervene in the not-too-distant future. He will not allow this to happen. And all of these so-called intelligent people, with all the degrees and the PhDs and of the advanced degrees, they really are so foolish. You know, you can have a lot of knowledge, but if you don't understand God, you don't understand anything.
That's exactly right. And so God tells us what creation means, why he put barriers in between the species. One of the things, though, that he doesn't tell us is what the Pandora's box might be that we could open through crossing these species barriers. And people need to make no mistake about the fact that transgenics is a violation of biblical law concerning integrity of the species, and yet transgenics was fully funded to one-fourth of all government research grants, and some of those dollars are going to military applications. But my interest in it is, what does this mean to us in terms of the biblical value? Because when you start talking about the confusion of the species, Dr. Monteith, how in the world can we define, at Stanford or at Oxford or anywhere else, how can we define what an altered human being is? How can we define personhood if it's not inside of a biblical definition of what it means to be a human as opposed to what it means to be an animal? There's no way that we can know what these transhumans are, because we're introducing animal genes into human DNA, and we're literally creating an unclassified mutation that is outside of the divine order. Now, when we were doing the research for the book, The Armageddon, I wanted to know what some of the implications of that would be, and if it was a Pandora's box, what would it mean? How could it maybe impact the in natural environment as it was created by God? One of the molecular biologists that I was talking to sent me an email, and he said, here's the problem. He said, we classify the function of genes, what they do, how they affect us, what they create inside of us in terms of our natural behavior and our natural function. He said, we classify all of that with inside of their various species. And you being a medical doctor, I'm sure you understand completely what he's talking about. But he said, none of us scientists, however, working in this field, know how a gene's coding is going to change or how it's going to react from one species to another, and that there is a strong possibility that interspecies differences are going to measurably affect the gene's protein interactions and therefore begin modifying the hereditary traits inside of those mutations and creating all kinds of unknown, unpredictable circumstances, which of course is what we're already witnessing now inside of genetically modified crops. They're doing things we can't predict, and they're impacting the environment in ways that are unpredictable.
We're going to be back here in just a moment. We'll welcome your calls, 970-685-8255. If you have a question for our special guest, Bob Boyd.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, I'm Linda.
And I'm Jesse. We're the owners of BillOfRightsPress.com.
When you're looking for books or media that the government wishes would just go away,
go to BillOfRightsPress.com.
Controversial? You bet. Secure? Most definitely.
Yeah, but how about privacy?
Hey, I shred all our customers' info 30 days after their order is shipped.
If we don't have it, they can't get it.
Now that's total privacy.
You can call in your order at 970-391-2364.
Mail your order directly to us.
Or buy online at BillOfRightsPress.com.
16 of 16 terminally ill cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
You know, it says in the scriptures that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. The big problem today is we have so many scientists who are educated far beyond their intelligence. Well, they have all this knowledge of the genetic structure and the various proteins that each gene makes. But they do not understand that God has a plan. And when they begin violating God's plan, they will bring God's wrath on this earth and God's judgment upon them. And you know, as I talk about the things that are going on in the world today, I usually find that many times it's the people who are driving a truck or are doing hard work and don't have a college degree that are so much smarter than these college graduates and PhDs who think that they're so smart, and yet do not understand the very essence of what life is really all about. Tom?
Yes.
No, go right ahead.
Well, we were talking about how the genie can get out of the bottle, how the genie is getting out of the bottle, and we're seeing it in living laboratories right now. That United Kingdom's Gene Watch report was very indicative of what's happening when science thinks that they can play God. And you know, everything we've ever created has gotten out of the bottle. That's the thing people need to remember. It doesn't matter if it's killer bees or something else. Everything we've ever made that we thought we could contain has a way. It reminds me of that Weasley-looking guy that Jeff Goldblum played in the movie Jurassic Park. You know, he's a subscriber to the chaos theory, and he says, he's got that gigantic dinosaur chasing him, and he says, we really thought this was a good idea. you know, didn't anybody stop for 1 minute to think, and of course he's looking at it as an evolutionist, you know, but didn't anybody ever stop to think that if evolution eliminated these dinosaurs, there might have been a reason for it? Well, in the book, The Ahriman Gate, we raise the question that says, look, if interbreeding between regular humans, people like I am, Dr. Monteith, people like you are, if interbreeding between us and some of these mutated transhumanists ever begins happening, and everybody who is in the know is saying it's not just a theory, it's going to happen, and it's going to happen very soon. In fact, the President's Council on Bioethics actually determined that this is the last generation of humans as we know them today. They actually determined that transhumanism is an inevitability. Well, then it's reasonable to believe, Dr. Monteith, that this mutated DNA is going to get out of the bottle very soon. In fact, National Geographic had an article on this called Future Humans, How Weird and How Soon, in which they said that literally within a decade, within 10 years, that transhumanism will be becoming integrated. The DNA, that transformed DNA, part animal, part human, part plant, part other living organisms, that is, that the intention behind it is to expand the human lifespan, to make us stronger, to make us smarter, to make us faster, to make us more cognitive, to give us longer lives. It's like Lucifer standing in the Garden of Eden saying, if you'll just eat this fruit, you can live forever. Well, the problem is, when that happens, when this DNA gets out of the bottle, when it starts through intermarriage spreading through the human race, alien and animal characteristics are going to be introduced to our species, and it is going to begin altering the human genetic code and eventually eliminate humanity as we know it today. Now, what does that mean? In my book, The Ahriman Gate, which for your readers, by the way, I wrote it as fiction because I was convinced that fiction is the best way to reach the broad masses today, but the science in the book is real. And there is a conservative Catholic priest in that book by the name of Father Malachi Molina. And he believes that not only will the genetic code get out and eventually eliminate humanity as we know it, he believes that maybe that's even the whole idea. And he points back to a time when he believes that the same thing happened once before in history, when God had to destroy the human race, and that goes to what you were saying a moment ago, Dr. Monteith. He had to destroy the human race during Noah's flood because Nephilim, that were created by angels and women, had interbred with humans. And by the time Noah and his kids came along, they were the only ones left with DNA not corrupted by intermarriage with these Nephilim and their offspring. And then, therefore, in order to preserve the human species, God had to eliminate everybody but Noah and his kids.
And that's a reminiscent of, the question that was asked of Christ, how will Noah know when you're coming? And he commented, as it was in the days of Noah. And could this be the time when God is going to have to intervene to save humanity?
Well,
and he, of course, reacted very, very terribly at the time of Noah and literally destroying all of humanity other than Noah and his family. Today, you know, to preserve humanity, there may have to be terrible, terrible destruction. If you look at things spiritually, most people want to look at it historically or scientifically or culturally, but most people do not want to look at the spiritual aspects of what's going on. And, of course, my contention is we're involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a historic and cultural and political and ideological and educational and financial battlefield, but it's primarily spiritual. And until people understand that, nothing going on really makes any sense.
Well, and so, you know, is this happening now?
Sure it's happening.
Is this happening now according to the prophecy that you quoted from Jesus, Matthew 24:37, that the world is going to resume conditions like those of Noah's day just before the end? That's the big question.
Well, I think you have to just look at the signs of the times. What was it that the Lord said, you know, just as the sailor looks at the sky in the morning, and, you know, if it's a red sky, why, you know, that you know the signs of the times and what's going to happen.
Well, when you read Genesis chapter 6, what do you see? It says, when men begin to increase on the earth and daughters were born to them, that the sons of God, watchers, powerful angelic beings, looked on their beauty, and they took wives from among them. And when you start comparing that scripture with all of the ancient numerous texts, whether you're talking about Jubilees or Barak or the Genesis Apocryphon or Philo or Josephus or other mythos around the world, and in particular the Book of Enoch, all around the world, cultures, societies repeated the same story of the destruction of the human race due to genetic manipulation.
Let's get your website out one more time.
www.raidersnewsupdate.com.
Bye-bye. God bless. We'll catch you on other programs real soon.
Thank you, Dr. Montague.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and of course this is the time I need to remind our listeners that my ministry... as you know, do 5 hours of talk radio a day, and you can get us on the internet or shortwave, and I should mention our shortwave frequencies are changing, but you can always get us at 5.840, I think that's the where we are there, because I don't listen to my program, 5.860, we will that will not change, but it'll be changing March 26th for our afternoon and evening programs. You can call our 800 number and get that the second of April, when we finally got into our finished frequency, and our afternoon and evening will be 5.860. The second frequency afternoon 7.520, evening 9.840. So hopefully you can get us on one of those frequencies. If you like to hear us on shortwave, you can listen to us on the internet. But let me simply suggest that we are going to reprint my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And if you'd like to get a case of the books, there's 64 books in there for $149.95. Ordinarily, the book markets at $12.95. You can buy them and sell them on the market, whatever you want to do. I know one of our listeners that actually has sold them on Amazon.com and gotten rid of a number of cases of books before. But we hope that many of you will want to get the book and that you want to give the book away or lend the book out. It is an excellent tool. Brotherhood of Darkness ordinarily retails for $12.95 and get a case of them right now before they're reprinted for $149.95 plus shipping. So give us a call. If you're interested, 1-800-544-8927. We're about halfway to our goal, and once we have the pledges in place, then we'll go ahead and do the mass printing. And then, of course, we hope many of you will want to get a wonderful new DVD by Chris Pinto that goes into the secret satanic society that was here at the time America was founded. Two forces in America, one the Christian, the other the occult. You see their emblem on the back of the dollar bill, the pyramid capped by the all-seeing eye. But, of course, it's hovering above the unfinished pyramid. Only when Lucifer reigns in the world will the triangle descend onto the top of the pyramid and the Novo Ordo Seclorum, or as George Bush refers to it, the New Order of the Ages, will the ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. Only then will the triangle sit on the top of the pyramid. If you'd like to get the reference to that, it's in President Bush's second inaugural speech, the second to the last paragraph, where he says, when our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. Not was, but is meant to be fulfilled. That's why we're in Iraq. That's why we're going to war with Iran and Syria. The war against Al-Qaeda is the opening salvo of a great war to transform the Middle East. That's what Michael Adeen said. If you'd like to see his article, the quotation is in my latest newsletter. We have the article. It was in the Wall Street Journal, October 30th, 2001.
The pursuit of Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda is simply the opening salvo in a great battle to transform the Middle East. It has nothing to do with terrorism, ladies and gentlemen. It has to do with the New World Order. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men, the survival of Western civilization. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com.
The American Freedom Network has a growing list of videos available. We like to show people the good things about life in America. These videos depict great events, inspirational music, and very special people. If you couldn't be here to see them live, call 1-800-205-6245 for title and price information. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes,